D-A-Y-T-Z. This is Kitty and Idiot.
Yeah, no, I'm constantly amazed at that, but then again, I also think a lot about the work that the guys put in. Some of the repeaters around here are pretty amazing. I'm not as familiar with Dave, this one that I'm on right now. I know he said that it's got a lot, it's linked up. I'm not exactly sure what it's all linked to, but it sounds like from listening to it, it's got some good reach. I know the Saginaw 2-meter repeater, the .24, that's got a lot of good receive sites. So you can do a lot with an HD. Don't have to be running a ton of power, which I'm thrilled about. But yeah, I look forward to getting some more stuff up. Ham radio is definitely a never-ending hobby. When I went and first got licensed, my very first time it was a Tech Plus license. I passed the technician's license and I passed the Morse code requirement. That's where I stopped. And then probably a few months after that, I did the general and eventually the extra. And a lot of people are like, oh, you did the extra. And I'm like, yeah, it's not, I don't know all of the things I probably should know to be licensed like that. But honestly, I just didn't want to have to worry as much about where the boundaries were on the HF band to be able to talk to who I wanted to talk to. So it was more out of laziness that I got the extra licensing, because then I could just broadcast in the bands that I was licensed for. I'll pass it back to you, and then I'll probably say 72, because my son's just about to the car to pick him up. This is KD8 ABA. Back over to you.